The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You know, the day destroys the night, night divides the day.
All right, good morning and welcome to the Being Found Show, your guide to being found by more buying customers online and around the world. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth, and this is my co-host, Jake Hinton.
How are you doing this morning, Chauncey?
I'm doing better. I think I had a little too much fun last night.
Oh, yeah?
As everybody can always say. And don't get me wrong, my idea of having too much fun is I stayed up too late. It's not like I'm, like, hungover. That's not the implication.
Too much Coke last night.
Right, yeah. Too much Coca-Cola, watching movies until, like, 4 in the morning or something, you know. But, my wife every Saturday morning basically says, how was it a good idea to do a business show on a Saturday morning?
Yeah.
And every Saturday morning she lays there in bed and complains about the fact that I have a business show on Saturday morning.
Yeah, I get the same thing. So you're in good company.
That's marriage, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. So I thought the first thing that we'd talk about a little bit was lab coat marketing. Last night, I'm at a bar here in town and I'm talking to this girl. And she has moved here from England, and she was IT, and her husband did, like, some kind of upholstering, and they were both, English. We were talking enough about work, I didn't catch how one goes from moving from England to Reading, but I'm sure that's a weird story in itself.
Yeah.
And she was saying that they came here and, like, her whole family and his whole family, they were all concerned that he wouldn't be able to get a job. They've come here and she can't get a job, and he immediately found work as an upholsterer. But her is a, years of IT in London, can't seem to get herself a job.
Wow.
And so in talking to her, I sort of threw out the concept that in London, it was so competitive that there was probably a high turnover, and you could hop in and hop out and hop in and hop out. But here in the States, specifically in Reading, there's not much of that. And so I was telling her that she needed to be sure that she was doing something called lab coat marketing. And lab coat marketing, Jake, I'm sure you've heard the term or know it, is basically where you put yourself out there as an expert, instead of putting yourself out there as an employee.
Mm-hmm.
And when a company comes to you, so in her case, she was telling me, companies will hire me and, like, they're all messed up and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, well, first off, you need to drop that attitude. You need to come in with the attitude of, I'm an expert. Here's where you guys are currently at, and here's how we can get 10% better.
Mm-hmm.
You need to come in wearing that lab coat. You're the scientist.
Yeah.
You don't need to come in as to reprimand, and you don't need to come in as somebody who is begging. You need to come in as they need to be begging for you. You need to flip the tables on them. And lab coat marketing is definitely something that we do. I mean, this show, we're doing it right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here I am telling people about lab coat marketing when I was talking to some girl about it at the bar last night. Do I really deserve this lab coat I am currently, imaginarily wearing? But so I assume this is something you do as well.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think it's hilarious that, 20 years ago on the bar, we'd probably be talking about something else entirely. But now we're talking about marketing.
Yeah, we'd be talking about, oh, yeah.
Hey, you come here often?
Right, or Zeppelin, or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I think you're spot on. I think that a lot of companies recognize the fact that, they're not looking for another employee. Employees are a dime a dozen, and I heard one radio personality say employees show up late, leave early, and waste your time in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, someone who's looking for a career or someone like you're talking about, the expert, is right. the person who's going to have a lot more skin in the game and be able to add value to that company.
Right. Yeah, and I was kind of trying to explain it to her that the difference is that, like, an employee works an 8-hour shift. A expert, a lab coat, works 10 hours. They work 8 hours on the clock for the company and 2 hours at home on their own stuff because that's what they like mm-hmm. to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the amount of time that I actually work that are non-billable hours is maybe half.
Yeah.
Literally half is spent researching or figuring it out or something like that.
Yeah. And it's even, you know, what the focus. I mean, lab coat marketers, they're not even paying attention to the time. It's not about the time. It's about the goal.
Right.
So that person is going to meet the goal,
right.
not come to work 8 hours a day and see if something happens.
Yeah, that's interesting that you say that. I was talking to my wife about this and how some days I'll be at work and I'm just kind of stressing. And she's just all, why you're working? Everything's fine. You know, I get to work and then I'm doing my thing. And I finally realized that she has one thing that I don't. And because I work for myself,
mm-hmm.
showing up is not making anybody impressed. And that sounds condescending. I don't mean that towards my wife, but a lot of jobs, you being there is very important.
Yeah.
In my job, me being there is irrelevant. It's, did I get anything done? Do I have productivity to show?
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Nobody cares if I'm there. I mean, they care if I answer the phone when they're desperate, I guess. But for the most part, nobody's just, oh, Charles was here right on time this morning. Nobody cares, you know.
Yeah.
Andrea does.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're a minute late for one of Andrea's meetings, you hear about it.
She's out.
Yeah. Funny you mention that. So there's, you know, there's a dozen personality tests out there. One that's kind of interesting is the one that, you know, they're all the same personality types, but people focus on different areas. Mm-hmm. Different personality types, actually, they get refueled and re-energized and love a certain type of people recognizing them. There's gift-giving as one. Another one is words of affirmation.
Yeah, love languages.
Yeah.
My wife and I were just talking about this last night.
Exactly, yeah. Right. Yeah, so it sounds like maybe you're a words of affirmation kind of a person. I am.
Yeah.
I know this to be a fact because I've taking the test online.
Yeah.
And so hearing that, like, hey, you know, you did a good job on this thing, or just being recognized for the fact that you're, you know, doing the right thing is a good positive thing.
Yeah, and that's really what I want. I don't need compliments. I just need things are going great,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I definitely don't need when the only thing that I hear from people is when things aren't going good,
yeah,
you know, which is real common,
yeah.
You know, but, you know, it is what it is, you know. Unfortunately, I mean, I wish I was a gift-giving love language that all my clients could give me gifts.
Yeah.
But they're not going to do that.
Which I, by the way, I know that Andrea is gifts, so.
She's gifts?
Yep, just think about that one.
All right, we're going to need her address so we can send her stuff.
Send her some fun stuff off Amazon.
Yeah. Totally. The easiest way.
Yeah.
All right. We're coming up on break, so I'm going to fill this in with just a little bit of nothingness. I was watching Jimmy Kimmel, and on there they were making fun of when you order a gift on Amazon and they do the pre-wrap for you, and he's like showing what the pre-wrap is, and it's basically like a wrapping paper colored Amazon bag, you know, and he's just all like, I paid like $5 for this wrapping paper colored Amazon bag that yeah. when it gets to him, you're like, oh, here's the least I could do. All right. You're listening to the Being Found show. Come on back. We're your guide for being found by more buying customers.
Turn. This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are now experiencing what the Bible calls a strong delusion. This strong delusion blinds the minds and corrupts the thoughts of those who are affected. Those who are affected experience mental confusion, inability to reason, hatred, and immorality, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Those who are lawless are blinded by this strong delusion of lies and reject God's truth. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Being Found Show, your guide to being found by more buying customers. I figured we'd roll it back a little bit and we'd start from the beginning. You know, I don't know if the beginning is the right word, but my kids, I do a lot of coding. I don't know if it really counts as coding. HTML is not really coding. CSS isn't really coding, but JavaScript is and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids, I basically bribed them all to do this thing called Code Academy online, where they basically teaches them to code a little bit. And in the process, I decided I was going to do it as well, just for the fun of it. Mm-hmm. And even going through the HTML, you know, something that I've been doing forever, I'm going through the HTML, and I'm kind of learning things. I'm learning to do things faster. I'm learning to do things better because I'm going back to the beginning and reassessing that. And there's something to be said for going back to the beginning. Now, before the show, we were talking about, of all things, Spider-Man. How does Spider-Man have anything to do with business? Well, here's how. The Spider-Man movies, we were talking about how the new Spider-Man movies are good because they're not rehashing the story of Uncle Ben dying again.
Yeah.
You know, and how many times do we have to go back and watch Uncle Ben die before we know what happened to Spider-Man? Let's pick it up and get some new stories going.
Mm-hmm.
But inevitably, there are going to be times where we have to flash back so we can remind ourselves, oh, yeah, Uncle Ben, You know, great power, great responsibility, that's Spider-Man. We get it.
Yep.
You know, and I find that there's a lot of power in coming back to the beginning and reassessing it. But don't take it apart. Don't begin to begin again. You know, when I was younger, this was a huge problem that I had. And I've been kind of poking at my daughter, my youngest daughter, 18, to not do this. And she'll spend like 3 hours getting ready to do a 1 hour job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's like all this prep time and you got to put everything where it is and we're going to do big outline and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you don't want to dismantle everything, but you do want to go back and take a look at the foundation and say, maybe I need to move a brick or I totally forgot that this was my focus. And I figured we'd do that today.
Okay.
So like, basic digital marketing strategies. We're running down from an article to sort of help us stay on point. I do it all the time. This is from Small Business Trends. This is, what's it called? Digital Marketing 101, what small businesses need to know. And it's basically just a big collection of the things that you need in order to have a business that's successful, that finds an audience. The first thing on their list is a business website. You know, I'm surprised that, well, we did a competitor analysis for one of our loan companies that we do SEO for.
Mm-hmm.
And all these loan companies, and so I take 9 competitors and I take a look at all of their stuff. And one of them was the most known to me. One of them has ads everywhere. They got their kids in their ads. You know, I'm going to keep it vague because it's your local and there's no insult or anything. I know that name. If somebody says, hey, you need a loan? I would say, yeah, there's only one of this guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
His online presence is nominal. It's,
yeah.
It's like his website had no text on the homepage, no conversion, no anything. And it was just interesting that he was – the reason why I knew him is because of these old world marketing things. And he apparently just wasn't really doing anything online for marketing. Now, don't get me wrong. He might be doing AdWords or something like that. And once again, I'm not insulting him. I'm saying that he's coming from a different angle and obviously finding success with it.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, we do live in a day and age because – I guess here's my point. When I went to his website, I'm all like, oh, you know, like I didn't feel like I was at a business website. I didn't feel like I was at a website that was a business. I felt and so do you need a website? Obviously not. I guess not, but I think it would make it a lot easier. I think that there's a lot of opportunity being lost there.
Well, not only that, but I should also kind of challenge anyone who's experiencing the success through the old world marketing techniques. It's great that you are, but really consider your ROI when it comes to these things. I mean, billboards, buses, radio spots, television spots, they all work for people, but there's an ROI factor you should consider if you're spending $30,000 a month on your ads, which it wouldn't surprise me to know that some mortgage loan originators in our area are doing just that.
Right.
Look at your return on your investment. Are you getting the phone calls or the emails, the leads that you could be getting by throwing a couple thousand a month at your website? I'm willing to bet no. I'm willing to bet if they put a little bit more money into that the amount of money they could make through leads alone would make it worth their while.
Right. And you would be able to tell because a lot of the time people are, I don't remember the phone number.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go search them up. And if I don't have the direct business name, I'm all, what's that loan company? You know,
yeah,
they're not going to show up, you know, because when I did this competitor thing, I collected everybody who showed up in search around our client. And I also collected from my own brain who I think of, you know, and I put them together, you know,
yeah,
to come up with this thing. So, So website is very important. If nothing else, look at it this way. There's 50% of people coming from the real world and 50% of people coming from the internet. Those numbers are not right, but for the sake of argument, let's say they are.
Okay.
You're missing out on 50%.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's just the way that it is. All right. So the next one on here is search engine optimization and local search engine optimization. This is something that we've hit over and over. So we'll just say that it's very important. When people are looking for something, you need to be found for those terms. You know, there's a couple ways to be found for those terms, and they all fall under a category called SEM, search engine marketing. So that'll be your AdWords, and that'll be your search engine optimization.
Mm-hmm.
For anybody new listening, search engine optimization is basically tweaking your website and your content to show up above your competitors in the search results. I'm moving on quickly from that one because I feel like as an SEO, I kind of beat the topic to death.
Yeah, and anyone who's familiar with the show knows that we, you know, cover
right.
a lot of this weekly.
Right, yeah. Email marketing. This is something that I'm a little guilty of not doing enough of. So I have started basically on all my own properties, including a mailing list signup. And I'm starting to view it from the same angle that I view putting analytics on my site.
Mm-hmm.
Analytics I put on my site, and it gives me statistics back about what people did. Now, I put analytics on my site, and that day I check, you got nothing. The next week you check, you still kind of got nothing. Nothing to really sort of understand. You know, it takes time to gather that information. And I'm starting to look at email marketing the same way.
Mm-hmm.
That the reason why, at least with my own properties, that I don't do a lot of it is because I don't have those mailing lists. So every time that I have a new property or a new website, I need to include the option for people to sign up for my mailing list. And then once I have 100 on there, I'm ready to go. I have something to start with. But but when you're starting from scratch, it seems daunting and it seems pointless and it seems like a waste of time. But if you just take the easy step of putting something on there to collect that stuff, you now have an audience.
Yeah, yeah, you know. That's true.
So I would tell anybody to get a free MailChimp account, get an embed code, put it on your website, and at least you got started.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people balk at the idea of email marketing. Everyone gets unwanted emails in their inbox, and a portion of your mailing list will not want those. But every stat from every study that's ever been done on email marketing shows a huge return on investment for your efforts.
Right, yeah.
It's bottom line, people respond to it.
Right. And email marketing, you know, to use a term in the news here, it falls victim to fake news all the time.
Yeah.
Because every time a new marketing thing comes out, part of what they always say is, email is dead. Here's our new thing.
Mm.
Yet, it's never true. Email is not ever dead. And it never was dead. And there are two. So, like, when you're looking in your email and you say, like, oh, my God, these people are, like, blowing out my email with all this pointless stuff, you know, that's different than signing up for something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you're not, like, buying a bunch of random emails and you're talking to people who said, hey, I'd like to hear more from you.
Yeah.
You know, and so one thing that I do is when I put the email sign up on my page, I make it a note there that says, we will not send you anything more than once a month or once a week or depending on the property or how I feel that this is going to go. But it tends to be once a month, and I'll say, hey, we aren't sending. And on my other radio show, in that mailing list, I actually have two checkboxes, and one is for the newsletter and one is for show reminders. So they actually have the option of going onto two mailing lists. Mm-hmm. Like, do you want to just get the newsletter or do you want to have the weekly reminder of the show's about to start?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, and they can choose. Hey, I just want to be reminded that the stupid thing's coming on, or I want to hear all this extra stuff that you got to say. And it makes it perfectly clear one is monthly, one is weekly.
Yeah.
You know, and it's down. So you're listening to the Being Found Show, your guide to being found by more buying customers. We're running down the basics for your small and medium-sized business. Come on back.
purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Believe All Ogre Again. DreamWorks Shrek the Musical is live on stage at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th.
And then I saw her face.
The characters you love, the magic you can't resist. Shrek the Musical is hysterically funny. People of all ages will enjoy this show. Shrek the Musical at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th. Tickets on sale now. Call 530-243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org. Believe it.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
It takes honor. It takes courage. It takes commitment to serve in our armed forces and sacrifice for our freedom. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, reminding you how we can honor those sacrifices of our men and women. Come join us for the Northern California Veterans Museum annual dinner, banquet, and auction, Saturday, April 27th at the Veterans Event Center, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Enjoy a banquet dinner prepared by BC Stone Age Barbecue. Lots of drawings and auction items, including several firearms. All proceeds go straight to the funding of the Northern California Veterans Museum building project. For tickets and information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Keep the date, Saturday, April 27th. We look forward to a great evening with you. Again, call 378-2280.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show, your guide to being found by more buying customers. We're sort of running down some of the basics of what you need to get started to have your business up and running online. And in this world, I don't think we should say online anymore. It means to have your business up and running.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not online, you don't have an up and running business.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the world that we live in. And now I realize that maybe that's some people's angle. You know, maybe you're, I don't know, Mennonite, something. I don't know. You know, no insult to Mennonites, yeah. But I'm pretty sure they're probably not listening. So I'm not sure if that makes it okay. I'm not sure how to get out of this hole I just dug for myself. All right. So up next here, social media marketing. Now, this one is a tough one because there's not a huge amount of obvious return when you do social media marketing. Mm-hmm. But that is starting to change and change drastically. Just to remind people, the second largest search engine in the world is YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the third, I'm going to guess, is Facebook, but that's a guess. Yeah. And so just being there can really be enough, and be there and look professional. Phase two will be to put out constant updates and to do your thing. But phase one is really just be there.
Yep.
And I don't mean be everywhere. I mean, you don't need to run and get the Reddit account. You don't need to run and waste your time with all this stuff. You just need to be on the big ones, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, absolutely LinkedIn if you're a business. It always amazes me when we have a business and they have no LinkedIn business profile.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just all, you know, that's like that's credibility
part of, yeah.
101 right there. You know, that's the place to be. So social media marketing, I will say the one place that social media marketing is coming up is with advertisements. These ads are really starting to show a return, at least on a following. We're doing a little bit for my other radio show, and it's really mm-hmm. working. Andrea's doing it for us, and I can see that those boosts work, and they're really inexpensive. At this point, social media advertising is trying to compete so much with AdWords and mm-hmm. organic search that it's really inexpensive.
Yeah, on the flip side of that, compared to 5 years ago when this was all a little bit new, you could probably get away with doing a lot for free. Mm-hmm. Not really the case anymore, but at least they're priced competitively.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, just totally gouging.
Right. Yeah. Which is, you know, where Google is at, in my opinion. So next on here is content marketing. Content marketing is kind of a weird term, but basically what content marketing means is that we're going to throw out a big net of content. We're just going to put up in the past, it really meant we're going to put up as many words as possible and hope that we show up in search,
yeah,
or that we are everywhere. But I wish I knew it. There's some weird, crazy statistic for the amount of content that's created on the daily, you know, and it is just obscene, the amount of content that's out there now.
Yeah, one of the stats I read was that there's more content created in a year now than was created in the whole of human history before it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
And I believe it.
Oh, I mean, totally believe it. I mean, we're doing it.
I mean,
you know, how many contents do we put out a month?
Oh,
you know?
I mean, enough to write a book a week.
Right, yeah, absolutely. And so it is insane. But the thing that this article is saying, and it's totally true, is that instead of throwing out the net, people need to make good content.
Yeah.
And a lot of people go, well, why? You know, it takes hours to make good content when I could make 30 contents for, you know, half of that time. And the reason why is viralness. You know, if you create great content, it will sell itself. If you come up with something that people read and then share and then share, and then all these people are reading this one piece of content, you have a really powerful piece of content. And the way that websites and web pages are rated is like the Richter scale, where the jump from 1 to 2 is easier than the jump from 2 to 3 and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. It's exponential. And so if you get a rating of 10 on your page and you have 1,000 rating ones over here, that rating of 10 is way better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drastically better.
We've also discussed this in shows past. So maybe 15 years ago, 10 years ago, it would have been easy to generate a ton of garbage content by telling your writers, hey, just make sure this key phrase is in it at least, you know, a good number of times.
Right.
So that all these search engines know what this is talking about. That's not really the case anymore. Search engines are becoming more and more sophisticated by the day. And so really the best way to write that effective content is to write it so that it's going to be most helpful for your customers, for the
right.
people who are looking for you. And in so doing, Google and other search engines will recognize that and give you that credit.
Right. And the way that they're doing this now is through something called latent semantic indexing. They've basically figured out the way that humans read and write and how to provide that for them by looking at not only the keywords but the context of the keywords.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, spelling is a factor.
That's why I'm not a content writer.
Yeah, me neither.
I can't spell.
It's like half the time when I write an email, I paste it into Google and into the search. My entire paragraph, so I can see if anything's like misspelled.
Oh, yeah.
Double check it. I'm not.
Says we're actually showing you the search for.
Right. Yeah.
Correcting all your spelling errors.
Right.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Pay-per-click advertising. This is controversial to me. I don't. Everybody else is going for it. I have a friend who has a local marketing business. I started with him when he started it. They had started building websites and marketing for building you a website. We didn't get a lot of business.
Mm-hmm.
We switched it over to SEO, and all of a sudden we were building more websites than we ever were before. And now he's switched the business almost entirely over to AdWords because people are wanting immediate results,
yeah.
And it's working for him. But I find it difficult because AdWords – unless you strike the nail on the head, you are potentially spending a lot of money mm-hmm. with little result, you know.
Yeah, you really have to do your homework on this. You have to look at the competitive landscape you are working within.
Yeah.
If you are going up against giants, you need a new strategy. You're not going to beat someone toe-to-toe whose budget is 100 times bigger than you.
Right.
It's just not going to happen.
Absolutely.
At the same time, you can throw bad money after good if you have no competition and you're running a ton of AdWords. I mean, you're potentially spending money where organic, or in other words, the search results would dish you up anyhow. You know, that's another thing you have to consider. So you got to pay close attention to avoid losing out. With ads.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, it's been coming up over and over, and I didn't want to jump the gun just in case it showed up later in the list. But all of these, really for $100, a month, you could get 10 phone numbers and use them each on different places where you advertise, and you could really see what calls are coming in and mm-hmm. who's converting from your different areas of advertisement. You know, people don't tend to like call tracking. They don't want to deal with it, and they don't realize how easy it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, through Google Voice alone, you know, for well under $100, you could get 10 phone numbers to basically track all of your advertising efforts. Okay, marketing automation. You know, this one's abstract and huge, but marketing automation software, you know, will help you. I think a great example here, and it actually says it here, is drip marketing. A drip campaign is a good example of automation. So we were talking earlier with the email. Somebody signs up for your mailing list. They get an email.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on if they open it or not, they are sent different emails at different amounts of time and so on and so forth. And it's fully automated. You're not really doing anything. You just set up the whole drip campaign. And it basically says, okay, they got an email and they didn't open it. So don't send them another one for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
They're obviously not interested right now. Let's instead of irritating them, let's send them one in 6 months. But they did open it. And they clicked through on it because they were interested. Well, let's send them another one next week because they obviously found some use from that.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see if we can get them again. Or maybe they clicked through on that and now we're tracking them on the website and they converted. At that point, you know, they would go into a different mailing list so that, you know, you're not sending them a bunch of marketing stuff where they're already your client.
Yeah.
You know, so automation is great, but it's a big player, and if you don't have the audience to warrant the effort that you're putting into it, well, then it might not be time yet.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to the Being Found Show, your guide to being found by more buying customers online and around the world. Come on back.
Hiding out lately, honey. You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Out here in the field,
all right, welcome back to the Being Found Show, your guide to being found by more buying customers. We're talking about the basics of, you know, what you need to be found by more buying customers. A new trend that's on here, I don't know if it's a new trend, but it's definitely blowing up here. It's something that in my work with Jake, we try to get on every client who has a person sitting at a desk somewhere, and that's messaging, website messaging, and basically staying available for them to communicate with you. To understand what I'm saying, I'm sure you've gone to a website and you have noticed a little chat box in the bottom corner asking how they can help you, and you are connected to a live person right then and there. And it's great. It's absolutely great. It totally converts. Lawyers are all over this one, you know. And anybody who has a person sitting at a desk with a computer in front of them should probably put this on their website, and you can get it on there for free. I mean, you might be paying the person who will put it on there hourly to your web guy or something, but to get a basic system, you can get it set up for free, at least in WordPress and CMS systems and stuff like that. And the conversion is good, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. So
I use it all the time. With web hosting, it's like a half the time, you know, when we have a problem with hosting and I tell you I'm going to call, half the time I actually don't call. Half the time I'm actually just using the chat.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah, oh, yeah, for sure.
Because I can have the chat open here. It'll ding when they talk to me, and I can sit over here and actually work without, you know, something connected to my head.
Yep, and you can multitask a little bit easier that way.
Yeah. Online ratings and reviews is next on here, and probably the last one that we'll cover before we move on to talking a little bit about the news. And online ratings and reviews has been a touchy subject because it's very difficult. It just came out in the news not too long ago that on Amazon and Walmart, 50% of their reviews were fake. And on Amazon, it was something like 60 or vice versa. I don't know. But it was more than 50% of their reviews were basically fake for both of them. Some company had gone through and tracked back all of the people who posted the reviews in order to find their online presence and all this stuff and figured out that most of them didn't exist. And so Google has a problem with this. Search engines in general have a problem with this because they can't rely on it to be something that helps. So they start to come up with new ways to make it more credible. And even for me on websites, I have never gotten a manual penalty in Google search. Something called a manual penalty is basically when Google comes through and says, hey, we're going to blacklist your website for something shady that you're doing. I never gotten a manual penalty. So here I'm sitting on like 30 clients, and I put this schema on there that marks up my reviews. I followed the rules. I did everything right. I wasn't doing anything shady. Well, Google changed how they were doing that. And all of a sudden, I find that I'm at risk of a manual penalty for all 30 of my clients that I have in there. And I basically have to sit there for 8 hours and recode the stupid reviews on 30 clients and send submits, you know, to get it fixed. So ratings and reviews are a difficult one. I would suggest that you put yourself out there and try to get the real ones. There's so much value from that to asking somebody, hey, how did we do for you? If nothing else, a great part of the value that comes from that is basically them acknowledging that you care how they did for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that alone is great. But on top of that, there's a lot of stuff where you could say, well, we could move faster here. We could do this better. This makes people happy. We have a lot of data to work with, you know. And so get yourself out there and just get started. Put up a box. Allow people to tell you how they think. After you have a client, especially if you get an email from a client for anything that you do. Earlier we were talking about tree service. You know, maybe they signed up with you through their form and how you contacted them. You got the email and blah, blah, blah. You go, you do their work, you trim their trees, and afterwards you fire them off an email and say, hey, I'm just checking up. I want to make sure everything went well and hear what you thought of us. You know, it's a great place to start. And Google did finally come to the point where they're adding credibility to reviews on site. For a long time, Google was basically saying, we only listen to reviews on Google or on other social media review sites, Yelp, so on and so forth. And now Google is basically saying, we want these reviews across the web, but we also want reviews on your website that are unique to your website. We don't want you to copy them from over here and put them here. We want unique reviews on your website. All right, so I figure we'll talk about the news a little bit. And Jake put an article in here for us to talk about, and he put it in so funny that I called him out for his Trumpism because it says MailChimp and Shopify broke up. So sad. So sad. I'm just like, I couldn't help but to hear it in his voice in my head. Oh, MailChimp and Shopify broke up. So sad. You know, it's like, but frankly, I didn't know that they were dating.
So, I mean, Shopify has been in the news a lot lately. They're making a lot of changes and doing a lot of cool things, mostly because they integrate so nicely into so many other places and apps. I mean, if you have a Shopify site, you can get onto Amazon relatively easily, Facebook, all these other things. And they also had a lot of agreements with things like MailChimp. Mm-hmm. And what that meant was you could simply download an app. I think the app was free too, and it would MailChimp and your shop would speak to one another through an API key, and it would make your automated emails very smart and very profitable. I mean, if someone leaves their cart, the site would automatically tell MailChimp that, and MailChimp would kick out an email 24 hours later.
I
said, hey, we saw you abandon your cart. Can we offer you 5% off?
Right.
You know, that sort of thing. So that was a great thing. It was a great incentive to go to use that, to have that great integration, and it's over now. MailChimp is saying that Shopify was not doing a good enough job protecting their clients' privacy, that sort of thing. Shopify, from what I understand, was also talking to another company to have them take over at the same time. So a lot of business politics in this. It's unfortunate for all the business owners who are using this integration now. You've got a few weeks to figure out what to do.
Yeah, well, it's all because Shopify apparently was a two-timing Lothario man talking to another company behind MailChimp's back.
Yeah, the monkey just wasn't doing it anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I when you were explaining this to me, and it made sense. When I first read this, I was thinking like they were owned by the same company and they were splitting. But you're saying they're dropping the integration. And when you were explaining this to me, it didn't seem like a profitable situation for MailChimp. It seems like a lot of people would be using their server time and all this stuff, but probably not converting to higher paying stuff, because it's really just the way MailChimp works is like you get your first 2,000 emails for free, and in an e-commerce store, it doesn't seem like that would convert to more than 2,000 unless, you know, you're a big store.
That depends on the store.
Yeah, I guess. Of course, but... But it seems like they would get a lot of processing power that didn't really convert for MailChimp. So I'm not all that surprised that MailChimp's willing to let it go. You know. All right. So I think that's it for the news. You got anything else exciting there?
Well, I've added a couple of things here. How much time do we have?
3 minutes.
Let's see. Let's see if I can find anything fun here. I'm going to Space News here because Space News is...
the best.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
And so apparently there was this award. Someone was offering $20 million to a company to land something on the moon. It was the Moonshot Award. It expired. Unfortunately, just a little bit too soon, a group of former Google geniuses, I don't know what they'd be called, you know, people.
Nerds.
Yeah, nerds. think they've got it. They think they've got something they can land on the moon. And so... while they won't be getting that $20 million payout, which would be really nice, they might still be offered $1 million to land their device on the moon, which is kind of wild to think about. Like, groups of nerds can band together and go to the moon now. That is
wild because, you know, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but it's not just like it's not – that easy to get to the moon.
I think a lot of people know that, but I don't know.
Well, the hard thing is escape velocity. You know, escape velocity is the thing that just blows my mind. And, you know, everybody's just all like, when you're looking at the shuttles and the rockets and the Falcon 9 or whatever going up, and it's just a massive amount of thrust, not because they're trying to get there quickly or because it's so far they need to do all this stuff. All of that thrust is just to escape the gravitational pull of the Earth.
Yeah.
Once they get up there, it really only takes a nudge, and they'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
You know? But it's escaping the pull of the Earth that's really the hardest part.
It's a big deal.
You know? And that just blows my mind because it seems like if you were to just take a ladder up, eventually you'd get up, but that's not necessarily the case. You know, eventually – you're going to get pulled back down. It's hard for me to even wrap my brain around.
Yeah. It's like physics is difficult or something.
Yeah, totally. It's like, well, that's why the nerds are doing it. All right. This is the Being Found Show, your guide to being found by more buying customers. Thanks for checking us out and have a good morning.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.